Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue a message I began a few days ago, Living the Life of the Spirit. And that is God's desire for us. If we live in the Spirit, God wants us to walk in the Spirit. And He has given the Holy Spirit. That's one of the last things He's told the disciples. Don't leave Jerusalem. I'm going to send the promise of my Father to you, the Holy Spirit. And when that's why He said tarry there, because they were going to be endued with power. And those who were fearful and weak and hiding behind closed doors became powerhouses for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why that the understanding, the importance of the Holy Spirit, it's not just an experience, it's not just speaking in tongues, it's a relationship with the third person of the Trinity, who will guide and lead us into the paths of righteousness, who will empower us to give us victory over our carnality, over sins, over addictions, and enable us to live a life served and submitted to Christ that would bring Him glory, as well as when we do that, beloved, there's great personal satisfaction. Will there be battles? Of course, there will be. In fact, many of you listening have been going through very great and sore trials. In fact, also some listening, you're not sure where you fit. You feel so very isolated and alone. And beloved, that is one of the tactics of the enemy. Even if you may be attending a good church, but the enemy comes to isolate us, and we can feel that spiritually, psychologically, emotionally. We feel that, you know, we don't want to be negative. We don't share the problems we're going through. And as a result, there's a great loneliness that many can experience as they're walking the Christian walk. But I want you to know, beloved, in fact, I want to pray right now. Father, there are those that are really struggling. They love You with all their heart, but Lord, there's a sense of isolation, a sense of being not connected. They're not sure what the next step is that they should take. They're not certain of the direction that You would have them to go in. And Father, You're not the author of confusion. And so I pray for clarity. And You said in Your word, Lord, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. Lord, You don't condemn us. You don't admonish us if we ask for wisdom. And we're asking right now, Lord, that You would give Your beloved the wisdom they need, the strength they need, the understanding they need, and the peace, Lord. As they wait on You, You will fulfill Your word. And so thank You, God, for directing them, showing them the path in which You would have them to walk. Thank You, Lord. I just rebuke the lies of the enemy that would make them feel isolated, that no one really understands them, that the things they're going through are just their own personal, private tribulation, and that no one can help, no one can relate. Father, in the name of Jesus, take authority over that. And Father, I pray first and most of all, for Your presence right now, that lie and that deception of the enemy is broken in the name of Jesus. And Lord, they will be restored to sweet fellowship with You. Not that You've ever broken that, but Lord, the enemy has made them feel so far off from You, from loved ones, from the Church of the Living God. And so, Lord, I'm thanking You right now for restoring the joy of their salvation in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit spoke through Agabus in Acts, the 11th chapter, verse 28. And we don't hear him mentioned again, but this particular brother spoke prophetically and said there would be a famine throughout all the world, and it did come to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. This is just an example of how the Holy Spirit was an experience among the early church. He spoke and said, and this is recorded in Acts the 13th chapter, verse 2, I want Barnabas and Saul set apart for the work to which I have called them. That's Acts 13 and 2. Living the life of the Spirit is having the Holy Spirit moving in individual lives in such a way that the corporate body of Christ is blessed, the church. The Apostle Paul lists some of the things the Spirit does in the body of Christ, that Christian community of saints. I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. I'll start reading at verse 3. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, it's the same Holy Spirit that ministers to us and through us. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. However, God has created you, destined you, filled you with gifts, giftings and talents and abilities. He's done that especially for you. He has tailor-made all the things that make up you so that you can become an expression of Jesus, that you in your own unique, particular way will be a shining light, a city set on a hill, if you will, that can't be hid because of the working of the Holy Spirit in your life. In verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. See, this isn't just my idea. This is what the Word of God says. Every person is going to profit. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But, verse 11, all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And verse 12, for as the body is one, and hath many members, he's talking about our physical bodies, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Hallelujah. So living in the Spirit is having the Holy Spirit to fill your life to abundant overflow, to be led by Him, to having Him speak to you. It's a personal relationship with the Lord. There's a scripture, I don't know where it's found, but whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none that I desire on earth beside thee. God is a jealous God, and He wants this kind of relationship with each one of His children. Does that diminish our love or our ability to relate to others? No, not at all. In fact, it increases the harmony, the unity, the love that flows between the members of His body as we enter into this maturity, the spiritual fullness of all that He has for us. Living the life of the Spirit will cause you to speak under divine inspiration. Prophecy is one of the things I mentioned, will come forth in the body, discernment of spirits, healings, miracles. This is living the life of the Spirit. You know, people say, well, you know, that's not true for today. That's, God doesn't move that more. Well, we ought to just rip that out of the book. Just tear it out of your Bible if you don't believe in it, because you shouldn't be reading it if it's not for today. My personal conviction is, though, those words are put down there because they are valid, they are timely, they are pertinent, they are true until the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then they're still true after that. Also, some things when we're with the Lord will no longer apply. But His words are established in the heavens. His word is from everlasting to everlasting. So, beloved, when you are living the life of the Spirit, you know by experience that the Holy Spirit is in you. It's not just some theological concept. You don't have to take it on faith in the sense you believe you receive Him without experiencing His presence. Living the life of the Spirit enables you to praise God, to grow in the knowledge of God, to begin to understand the Word of God in ways you never did before. Why? Because He's constantly ministering to us. He wants to enlarge our understanding. You know, in the natural world, there's no such thing as just a status quo. Things in motion tend to remain in motion. Everything, there is constant change in this physical world. There are natural laws understood by biology, by quantum physics, that God has set in place. But beloved, there are spiritual rules and dynamics as well that we need to get a hold of, and by faith, we can begin to apprehend and lay hold of them. I'm wanting more than anything else. The Holy Spirit is wanting His presence in your life to become so real. He wants you to be able to yield the carnality of our flesh nature, that old Adamic nature, to the Lord. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, no matter how much you failed in days past, you will be able to mortify the deeds of the body, that old nature, and allow God to bring to life the deeds of the new man. Living the life of the Spirit is experiencing Him in your life where you know it. And beloved, interaction will lead to action. Did you hear what I said? Interaction with the Holy Spirit will lead to action, abilities, accomplishments in your life, as well in the lives of those that God brings your way or those that are around you. Well, I was going to go to Joel, but I guess I'm going to have to bring this broadcast to a close. My time is come to a close. So I thank you for joining me, and I thank you for your prayers for me, for the ministry, and know that I pray for you, my UCM partners, and my radio family every day. And if you're going through a time of being isolated, feeling isolated, or that you're not sure the direction God would have you take, please write, "I alone read and answer the mail, and I know you'll be blessed by what God gives me to share with you. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer."
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.